including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 800-690-9230 to get your free copy now. 800-690-9230. 800-690-9230.
This Thursday through Saturday, it's the
Missouri Numismatic Society.
Huh, thanks. It's the Missouri Numismatic Society's 52nd annual coin show.
At the St. Charles Convention Center.
Yes, at the Missouri
Missouri Numismatic
Society coin show. There'll be 180 dealers, free admission, and free parking.
There'll be an auction Friday at 5 p.m. and a Boy Scout Merit Badge seminar Saturday at 11 a.m.
At the Missouri Numismatic.
Very good.
Thank you. Society's 52nd annual coin show. This Friday through Sunday at the St. Charles Convention Center.
Window World, a new low interest rate financing program for homeowners looking to improve energy efficiency. If you live in St. Louis County, you can save big with Window World Windows. Call the original $189 window guys. Window World, they'll walk you through the process. You can start saving right now. 314-993-1800. Call for a free in-home estimate. 314-993-1800 or online at windowworldst.louis.com.
New Quaker State Defy Motor Oil stops up to 98% of future engine wear based on the industry standard Sequence 4A wear test. Learn more at quakerstate.com.
Sliced pepper tenderloin with rosemary potatoes. Just $7.99 tonight only.
At Iacovelli's.
In Florissant. A great place for great steaks at great prices. Sliced pepper tenderloin with rosemary potatoes. Just $7.99 tonight only.
At Iacovelli's.
Dunn Road at Graham and 270. Online at iacovellis.com.
Keep your engine running like new with Mobil 1 Extended Performance. It's proven to protect your engine for 15,000 miles between oil changes. Guaranteed. Look for it wherever you buy motor oil.
It's on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
big jugs.
Oh, come on. That's disrespectful.
We're about to Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the July 25th. What's the temperature? Did it hit 107? Man. Did it make it officially to 107?
I think he said that on the news.
We don't listen to our news. We never listen to our news. When our news is on, we tune over to another
station.
That
means it's probably 110.
107. It feels like 108.
107. Oh. Now, why would they have to say it feels like 108? One more degree. What is
that? I don't know, but I saw a sales sticker at one of the grocery stores, and it said, you know, sale price, and they said how they tell you how much is off. It says save 2 cents. Like, why would they bother?
And I saw a car commercial this morning for a local dealer.
Hey!
Doing exactly what we made fun of. They came on and said, the weather's hot, but the deals are hotter. And I thought, fire your advertising guy. Really, you can't you do better than that? Welcome to this edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. We're going to tell you why you might want to consider doing all your banking there. But first, we're going to tell you who these people are sitting in front of me. The control board operator is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And with costs going up, you need to have a strategy in place to give yourself pay
Now,
risk.
Are costs going up? I did not
realize.
Yes,
they are everywhere. Wow. Everything's going up.
Good to know.
It's crazy. Yes, Mark and Jason can help you achieve that. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Hello to this chick, Tina Dalpiez. Say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Two horses hind again.
I'm sorry, Rat Boy. Price of what?
Cheese.
Price of cheese is going up. He says.
Yeah.
That makes sense. You know, it's a trickle-down effect. One thing goes up, everything else goes up. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would, please, a huge round of applause for the greatest polka band in the United States of America, Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
it's hot. It just got hot. Did you hear feel the blast of hot air? No. Like our air conditioning just stopped working. Feel it? Hot.
Yeah. It was 67 in here.
Not right now, because I just got a blast of hot air.
Oh, she turned the air up. Did you
turn the air?
It was 67 in here. Don't. My fingers are numb.
Well, you know what? No wonder I feel hot air. Don't let her do that.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, everybody.
I have to
let
stop
us
her.
Have a private moment. All right, you know what? 6 o'clock, spanking room.
You turned it up to 77.
Don't do
I
that.
I barely turned
no,
it.
No, no. You turned it 10 degrees up.
I did not. I barely turned
it. Don't talk back to me. A studio.
Don't talk back.
A studio should be 67, 68 degrees.
Yes.
Do not mess with the equipment.
Yeah.
I will spank you into the middle of next week. No.
Into the middle of next week.
You're very perceptive. You picked up on that right away.
Yeah. I'm serious. I could feel that somebody.
The hot air's over there. Is that what you're saying?
Somebody had messed with our air conditioning. And now I know who it is, and now I know who's going to get spanked. You're going to get hard spanking. At 6 o'clock. We're brought to you by First Community Credit Union. Great place for your personal banking or your business banking. Now, on the personal side, they're still offering these auto loans at these ridiculous rates, ridiculously low rates. Auto loans, 36 months. Now, depending, of course, on your credit, but 36 months. Auto loans as low as 1.69%. 60 months as low as 1.99%. And as far as business loans, I know a little bit about it because of my boys, and they've had a wonderful business relationship with First Community Credit Union for years now. First Community will take care of your business credit cards, your commercial real estate, your lines of credit, your SBA loans, your business vehicle loans, all that. It is truly a terrific place to bank for personal or business banking. First Community Credit Union, if you want to know more, I would say stop in this hot weather and get yourself a popsicle. That's what I do. And ask any questions you want to ask. Get some literature or go to this website, firstcommunity.com. All right. Now, I get a couple of emails yesterday from people that said, I don't want to set up a Facebook page just to get the information to go on your trip. You don't have to have a Facebook account. You don't have to be on Facebook. That's just where the information on the Jamaican trip is our Facebook page. You just get on the computer and go facebook.com/AM and the PM, and there's our page. Anybody can access it. You don't, there's a misunderstanding. Even Julie said that she'd had some people say, I'm not on Facebook. No, this is anybody can view our page.
Why don't we put it on our website?
We don't have a website.
We don't have FrankOpinion.com.
Now, the station doesn't acknowledge this show or anything the show does. If the station denies that we're on the air here. I've heard this through the grapevine. Yeah. A Facebook page is plenty good. It really is. It's easy. If you have a computer, if you could get on the station site, you can get on our Facebook page. Again, this idea that you have to be on Facebook yourself, no. Facebook.com/AM and the PM, and everything is there, all the information. Hey, you guys know that song, Montego Bay? Montego, see if you can play that. Rehearse it silently, and then if you feel like you got it, jump in. That's where we're going to go, January 19th. That's a Saturday. We return the following Saturday, the 26th. We're going to Montego Bay, Jamaica, the Iberostar Rose Hall Beach Hotel. It just sounds nice.
Mm-hmm.
Iberostar. Anything with the word star in it. Rose Hall Beach Hotel. It's an all-inclusive resort, $1,999. I know. I'm with you. I was afraid it was going to cost a couple of thousand dollars. Whew. No. $1,999 per person. Again, we leave on the 19th of January. We come back the 26th. And we'd love for you to join us. We don't have a lot of rooms left. Because before we even went on the air with this, 70% of them were gone. But we do have a couple waiting for you if you want to go. And I hope you can. There's a little deposit. It's all there. It's all on the site. Or if you can remember this name, Great Southern Travel. Call Great Southern Travel. Ask for Julie. But again, frankopinion.com/AM and the PM. Hope you can join us.
Facebook.com.
I'm sorry. /AM and the PM. You're going to be with a wonderful bunch of people. Most of these people have traveled with us before. But even if you're a first-timer, in a matter of minutes, at our pre-trip party, you're going to feel like you've known these people forever. Because let's face it, you're all brothers and sisters in AM and the PM hood. Think of it that way. I have a new girlfriend, a new TV girlfriend. She does the weather on Channel 5 in the morning. Her name is Bree Smith. She is so pretty. She's like a weather angel. I'm not kidding.
Oh,
she is. She's a weather angel. Bree Smith. Channel 4. If you have a brain, you will hire this chick away from Channel 5. Seriously. Get rid of that Steve Templeton or one of those guys, Earhart. Kick him out. Bring this chick in. She is so pretty. So I don't know how long she's been on. I don't watch Channel 5, but I caught her during the day. Apple has been granted a patent for something that doesn't even exist yet. They have been granted a patent for 5D technology. This is beyond, I don't have the ability to even really comprehend what they're talking about here, but what they've essentially done is laid out applications for the future, and they've called it all 5D. You are, in the very near future, going to do everything that has anything to do with your TV with hand gestures. They already have it.
Yeah,
but it's going to get refined and perfected.
The Xbox Kinect, you can do that with different settings, music and everything. You just wave your hand around. And
you're going to control your TV by just waving and moving your hands. And here's the other thing. What we think of now as a tablet, like an iPad or something, in no time at all, because they already have the prototypes, that essentially will just be like a piece of paper.
Oh, and it'll be see-through. I've seen, like what that's going to look like.
Or a piece of cloth. Anything can become a screen. It's just, it's unbelievable. So 5D coming soon. Chad Everett is dead. Chad Everett was a really good-looking guy who was,
He was.
He starred in the medical center.
Dr. Joe Gannon.
Very good. Dr. Joe Gannon in the 70s. And then he was on a series called Mulholland Drive in the Melrose Place. He died, he was 75, died from lung cancer. He battled lung cancer for a year and a half. And William Staub is dead. I know, who's that?
Who's that?
William Staub is the guy who introduced the treadmill for home use. In the 60s, he marketed his, late 1960s, his first treadmill. And he has died at the age of 96. And I'll tell you what I think killed him. Treadmill.
Yeah.
Who knows how long this guy could have lived had he not overexerted himself. Yeah. In fact, they say he had been spotted on a treadmill as recently as 2 months ago. And now look what happened.
Dead.
He's dead at 96. Didn't even make it to 100.
Yeah.
That's all I need to know about a treadmill. Yeah. Staying away from that thing. Off the coast of New England, they have caught a lobster that I can't even comprehend what it would be like to plop this lobster down in front of you. 80-year-old, 17-pound lobster.
Oh. And a normal lobster is about a pound and a half, 2 pounds.
Oh, yeah. 2 pounds.
A big one is 2 pounds.
17 pounds. And how do they know it's 80 years old? They said that this lobster was around during World War I.
I think they can tell with the size because it sheds its shell every year, and they can guesstimate about
the guy who has caught it. They have caught it, and I guess they've let it go.
A restaurant bought it, and they were going to sell it. Somebody ordered it and was going to eat it, and then another guy.
This guy steps in and says, "No, I'll pay more if you just let it go." He says, there's no telling what this lobster could have brought price-wise because of the size of it. He says, I'm not going to say how much I paid to save it, but he says, let's just say it's the most expensive lobster I never ate.
It's like how much butter you'd need.
Oh,
need a big old
butter.
Good
old
for that guy. He said, he goes, if that lobster made it 80 years, let the thing... Let him go.
Let him go. There's a great article that I read this morning about milk and why we drink cow's milk when there are 6,000 mammals that produce milk.
Wow.
6,000. And in other countries, in our country, we drink cow's milk, mm-hmm. but in other countries, they drink other kinds of milk. For example, goat milk is really common, but camel milk, yak milk, water buffalo milk, reindeer milk, elk milk, and even horse milk in Central Asia. It's a light alcoholic drink because horse milk is fermented.
Whoa.
I didn't know this. Horse milk is naturally fermented, and in Central Asia, they serve it as a light alcoholic beverage.
Who'd want to milk an elk? Aren't they kind of mean and giant?
Well, I'm sure a lot of things are mean when you start messing around trying to milk them.
Yeah, with its teats.
Yeah, they don't want you touching their teats. I just find it very interesting. And then they go on to say that goat milk, for example... That's probably the second most common. There's goat cheese, but it says the milk.
Cheese.
That's right, Red Boy. The milk from a goat is actually richer than cow's milk and tastier than cow's milk.
Hmm.
But it doesn't separate the cream.
It doesn't go bad.
Oh, brother.
All right.
Is she going to go to the bad joke room?
Bad joke.
Wow.
6 o'clock. Bad joke.
You're spanking room.
Bad joke spanking room. Well, there's a bad joke spanking room. You're
never get out of here.
It says the superior flavor owes a great deal to the fact that goat's milk doesn't separate. The cream is actually knitted into the milk. You know, I never understood the whole butter cream thing and how that works. I know that old years ago, people used to go out and they had that wooden thing and they'd start
churning
that
butter.
Yeah, the more you beat it, the harder it gets.
Yeah.
Well, you got that right.
What?
No, you know, I mean,
Tina.
They keep
stirring.
Goodness.
Why do you try to do that to
so
the show?
So disgusting.
Why do you try that? You always do that to the show.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome.
In other parts of the world, car makers have cars that we don't have in this country, and they have variations of cars that models that if you go overseas, you'll go, well, I've never seen that particular Chevy or Toyota in the States. That's because we don't carry it. Well, Toyota has come out with a couple of new models in other parts of the world. I can pretty much guarantee you one of them in particular you will not see here, the Toyota Spade. Will not be introduced in the United States because Spade is a derogatory racial epithet. Did you know that, Tina? Mm,
yeah, I did.
Yeah.
It's also a card.
Well, it
like
is.
Like a club and a heart and a diamond.
A tool.
That's true, too, and it's a shovel.
Yeah.
We know that. But I don't think that the Toyota Spade will sell very well in the United States. Guy in Utah is dead, and his dog is dead. They were struck by lightning earlier this week on a fishing trip at a mountain lake. He was 24 years old. Now, you know, this is sad. With his dog on a beautiful part of the country, fishing.
The dog's dead, too?
Dog's dead, too. Aww. Lightning struck both of them because they both decided to run under a tree. Now, even as a kid, weren't you always told if there's a thunderstorm, lightning, don't get under a tree.
Yes.
Because trees attract lightning. Mm-hmm. That's where they went. Boom, they're dead.
Yeah, we were playing, I played softball with Bill Cleveland last week, and it started lightning. And so the parks department comes and says, you have to stop playing, it's lightning out. So they make everybody get off the field, but we all stand on the you know, by the dugout and everything, where there's all metal light poles and a bunch of trees. I go, we'd be safer out in the field with nothing around.
I agree. Now, I think this is going to do a lot for tourism for New York City. There's a woman who says, she claims this is true, that when she touched the Statue of Liberty, she had an orgasm.
Whoa.
Yeah. Amanda Whitaker.
She a lesbian?
27. Well, why would you say that?
Well, it's the lady statue.
She says, it satisfied my lovemaking needs, just touching the Statue of Liberty. Well, this is,
wow.
I'm telling you.
Well, she couldn't probably even really get to the statue part because the bottom stand is just because it was a part of it.
She says she has a condition where certain things make her turn have an orgasm. She said first was a drum kit. As a kid, she got an orgasm.
Man.
Drum kit?
And then flags, like touching a flag would give her an orgasm.
Interesting.
She says, but nothing like what happens with the Statue of Liberty. She says, I'm not weird. I'm just unusual. Yeah, right. I see a different side to objects.
I'd like to see her touch the arch. Wow.
I don't know if you remember this or not. The guy in Portland, Oregon, he's from Portland, but he was, it was his way of protesting at the TSA, the whole process, so he took all his clothes off. Do you remember this guy? He stripped completely nude right there at the airport at the TSA. And guess what?
But
they have decided there will be no charges. You can do that. This is good to know, folks. Mm-hmm. If you go to the airport, you can take all your clothes off, all of them, right there at the TSA checkpoint, and they will not charge you.
I might do that next time.
Let's all do that.
Yeah.
You can't go to, they're not going to put you
on
in
our
jail.
Trip.
Yes.
All of our listeners.
Every listener going to Jamaica.
Just 110
Just bring
of us.
A coat with nothing under
it. At Lambert, we'll take all our clothes off.
There you
stand
go.
Stand in line naked.
And we'll take this article with us going, not so fast. You can't
arrest us. We have permission.
You can't arrest us. This is not against the law. I think this is either a really good idea or a bad idea. They've had a couple of these cruises, celebrity cruises. And you know Mike Evans lives in a place called the Coachella Valley and they have a big Coachella Music Fest.
Right.
So they've teamed up with the Coachella organizers and put together these celebrity music cruises. So essentially what happens is if you have a group you like, they there's a cruise.
They book
and
them
that,
on
like,
their
Dave Matthews or whatever, and all the fanatic fans. Can you imagine how horrible that trip has to be for the band?
Oh, brother.
I mean, oh, you're stuck?
You can't possibly go out on the deck.
No.
You're stuck in your suite on the boat because you're not going to be able to go out and mingle because the people on that boat are all hardcore fans. I just can't imagine more torture.
They probably have to close something off just for you and just...
I would think
private
so.
Private section.
Yeah.
Dear Abby, from yesterday, I saved it because I want you to hear this. Dear Abby, I'm the mother of three sons. Over the years, I would sometimes play rough and wrestle with them. Now, let me stop here and say, my mother never wrestled
with
us. She goes on to say, now that they're almost all grown and out of the house, I find myself getting carried away with this type of play with my husband. He was on the wrestling team in school, so invariably I always lose, but he knows how to play without hurting me. Is there something wrong with me for wanting to play so rough? He seems to enjoy it, but there have been times when I've walked away bruised if I let him go too far. Otherwise, I'm an ordinary female who, you'd never guess, loves to wrestle. How many other women out there do this? Sign, feeling weird in California. I think this is weird.
Yes.
I don't.
Do they
You
ever?
Don't?
No.
Would you like to wrestle a guy? I mean,
once
like
in
really,
a while, it'd be fun.
Does it lead to something?
All right, 6 o'clock, wrestling room.
I'm guessing, she's
never
done leave. This before.
Have you wrestled a guy? I mean...
Well, you kind of just get messed with, you know.
Get him
know.
In the full Nelson.
No, there's a difference between cuddling and rolling around and
foreplay
wrestling.
And wrestling.
Right.
We're talking...
Yeah.
You like wrestling, huh?
This is interesting.
Man, she perked right up. Look at her.
No, I'm just saying. You're just kind of goofing around and, you know, you try and beat the other person.
Really?
All right.
Yeah. But are you wearing clothes when this is going on?
Yes.
To this lady, though, it doesn't lead to anything, right? So they just wrestle.
No,
I'm not saying it leads to anything.
I think it does
a
lead to something.
Well, then you can start tickling them, you know, and try and make them lose their grip.
Man, what else do you do?
Lose their grip.
Lose their grip.
I don't want to lose a grip.
Wow, man.
Have you ever tried to get somebody in a leg lock?
Well, team.
Wow.
I want to see your leg lock. Get me in the leg lock.
Are
after
you a
the
top
show.
Or a bottom? Or do you switch on and off?
After the show, I want to be tickled in a leg lock. I want the whole deal.
In the wrestle room?
And the tickling in the wrestle room. Ladies, get in here, ladies.
Man, ooh, lit right up.
Ooh, you, this nice. Is a side we didn't know about.
No, look at her.
Tina the wrestler.
Nothing.
The cage
three old guys are sitting around the American Legion Hall, and they're telling stories. And the subject is, what's the most frightened you've ever been? Now, these are older gentlemen, you know, in their 80s. What's the most frightened you've ever been? And one of the guys says, well, he says, I'll tell you, I was a fighter pilot in World War II, and
got shot down. And, you know, that in itself was frightening enough. But I ejected, and then my chute failed to deploy.
Oof.
And I'll tell you something. You're plummeting to the earth, shot down, enemy territory. That's scary. That's scary. That's the most scared I've ever been, I'll tell you right now. Scared. The second guy says, well, I was in a bank robbery about 40 years ago, and this guy had a machine gun, and he walked up to everybody in the bank one at a time, and just starts shooting people. And they're just dropping. And he came over to me, and he pointed that gun right at me, and it jammed. And I'm going to tell you something. I was scared. And that's the most scared I've ever been. Staring down the barrel of a machine gun, knowing I'm probably going to get killed, but I didn't. Good Lord, Jim, that gun. But I was scared. And the third old guy says, well, I went on a hunting trip. This was about 39, 40 years ago, up in Alaska. And I got separated from my buddies, and I was in strange territory, and all of a sudden there's a bear, but it's a huge, I mean huge grizzly bear, and I realize I'm on the edge of a cliff, and I fumbled reaching for my gun, and I was so nervous, the gun slipped out of my hand, and I watched it fall 400 feet. To the bottom of the edge of this cliff. Now I got no gun, and I'm so scared. And this bear keeps backing me up to the edge of the cliff, and I drop down to my knees, praying and begging. And I looked up, and he stands on his hind legs, and he opens his mouth, and his teeth are like 6 inches long, and there's blood dripping from them from somebody else he just ate, or something he ate. It was horrible. And as he opened his mouth, I pooped in my pants. And one of the other guys says, well, I guess you did, 10-foot tall grizzly bear. He says, no, I mean just now when I went,
With your cold and Oaklanding traffic, here's Frank Ladd. What's up, Frank?
Well, Tina, we're heavy this afternoon westbound 55-70 crossing the Poplar Street Bridge into downtown St. Louis. 40 westbound, heavy pocket at McCausland, then again between Ballas and Mason, and from the Spirit of St. Louis overpass out to the Boone Bridge. Eastbound Highway 40 just before Timberlake, working with an incident there. There's a stall westbound Highway 70 just before the Earth City Expressway in the left lane. Use some caution. 270 eastbound between McDonald and New Florissant. We're slow. 270 southbound. Stop and go now between 40 and Doherty Ferry. 170 southbound. Heavy between Ladue and Highway 40. Then in that left lane, especially approaching Highway 40 southbound on 170. This update is brought to you by the makers of Centrum. With quality ingredients backed by 30 years of science, you know you're at your best. Centrum, always your most complete. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Target Talk St. Louis, every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety.
Stop. Don't buy that refrigerator or that new washer and dryer until you check out Affordable Kitchen and Bath. They're having their late summer blowout sale starting Thursday, July 26th through Saturday, the 28th. Affordable Kitchen and Bath, we all know, is a great place for deep discounted appliances, cabinets, granite countertops, whatever it may be. Well, this weekend, Thursday, July 26th through Saturday, they're having a blowout sale on top of their already ridiculous prices. 10% off all scratch and dent appliances on top of the already deep discounted prices. Tons of closeouts, 10% off the 2-centimeter granite counter slabs, 25% off in-stock granite, free delivery on offers over $2,000. There, aren't you glad you stopped? Affordable Kitchens and Bath starts Thursday, runs through Saturday. It's at 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, which is Highway 94 between Kisker and Central School Road. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths.
Hey, everybody. I'm Tom Schneider, mayor of Floresville. Founded in 1786 with 52,000 people, we're the oldest and largest community in St. Louis County. We love our beautiful, safe, historic city, just minutes from Lambert and never far from the action. We've been enjoying each other, hosting fun events for 225 years. Come join the fun this summer. Our strong economic engine has created tremendous growth in stores and restaurants here. Make Floresville your next place to shop for a shirt, a car, or even your next home. Floresville presents Saturday Night Fever at St. Ferdinand Park Lake, kicking off with Billy Peake's Rock and Blues Band. Then Floresville goes country with rising star Jeff Saber, followed by Smash and the Smash Band, who will rock us a week before Butch Wax and the Hollywoods roll our socks off. The Boeing Employees Concert Band will finish the Saturday Night Suit. Old Town Partners Wednesday Night Out continues at J. Oscar Music and Stan's Florist on historic Rue St. Francis. Visit www.floristamo.com to learn more about the beautiful city and the Valley of Flowers.
You know, getting your teeth cleaned can clean out your wallet, too. It's true. If you don't have dental insurance, just a simple cleaning can cost over $100. And more expensive things like crowns or root canals, they can cost you hundreds more. But now you can help protect your smile and your wallet for less than a dollar a day, thanks to Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that pays cash for over 300 covered procedures, everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. For free information, call now 1-800-600-9815. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, no matter what your situation, even if you're retired or on Medicare. Plus, you can see any dentist you choose and never have to pay a deductible. So help protect your smile and your wallet for less than a dollar a day. For details and free information, call now 1-800-600-9815. 1-800-600-9815.
If you're a man and you're sick of having to go to the bathroom all the time, take the Super Beta Prostate Challenge. We're so sure it will reduce frequent urination, we'll send you a free full-size bottle of Super Beta Prostate to try absolutely free. It will help you get back to a normal bathroom routine both day and night. Imagine the difference that would make. Find out how to get your free bottle by calling 1-800-700-3980. Super Beta Prostate contains beta-sitosterol, clinically shown to support healthy flow and more complete bladder emptying. Millions of men rely on Super Beta Prostate to get a better night's sleep and not have to spend so much time in the bathroom. Take the Super Beta Prostate Challenge and try a free bottle. All you pay is shipping and handling, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. You'll be amazed at how quickly you notice a difference. Get your free bottle now while supplies last. Call 1-800-700-3980. That's 1-800-700-3980. 1-800-700-3980.
The savings are heating up at West County Nissan. Discounts up to $12,000 off new Nissans this month only. Or get 0% financing now on Altimas, Maximas, Armadas, Rogues, Muranos, and more. Go to westcountynissan.com and receive a real quote in just minutes. And get huge discounts on new Nissans this month only at West County Nissan. Located just 1 mile west of Highway 141 on Manchester Road in Baldwin. Discounts include all incentives and rebates, 0% in lieu of customer cash.
When you need to save on discount windows, doors, and cabinetry, come to Norm's Bargain Barn in Shallow, Illinois, and now open in Fenton at Gravois Bluffs. Visit normsbargainbarn.com.
You know, this guy's dead. Don Ho. He's been dead for, I don't know, 5 years or so. But the other guy we're going to talk to is not dead, Mike Evans. He's alive and well in Southern California. And he's brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home. ThompsonPrice.com would be the website you want to go to. And here is Mike Evans. How you doing, Homer?
Doing good. Had a little shake and bake this morning, homie.
You had, what do you mean?
A little shake and bake, a little earthquake this morning.
Oh, I saw that, 3.8?
Yeah, that's nothing. You laugh at that kind
of
thing.
Yeah, don't worry about that, homie. A little shake and bake. Get warm outside.
Well, we got the bake part here. We don't have the shake. But we
shake at home?
We got the bake at 107.
LA Dodgers are playing the Cardinals, St. Louis.
Yeah, they lost last night. Yeah. I was there.
Yeah, we went to the game. Watched them lose.
There were Dodger fans behind us, too, and they're like, yeah, yeah, because they scored two runs in the first couple innings, and then when it got really bad, they left.
Mm-hmm. Gee, I wonder why.
Oh, fair weather
fans. We're on the New Madrid fault. We have not had a significant...
Oh, man, not going
well, we haven't. Even shaking for quite
a while.
There's
one I felt within the last year we had.
But it couldn't have been very big.
No.
Remember, Ivan Browning said that we were going to have a huge one.
You're ruining Mike's report.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Sorry, Mike.
Peeing on yourself.
The Michael Jackson kid saga continues to get very, very ugly. Reba, Randy, Janet Jackson seems to be the ringleader.
I think it's Reby.
What did I say?
Reba.
No, it is Reby.
Reby McIntyre.
They went to court today trying to see if they could maintain Catherine as the guardian for the kids, but it was given to TJ, who is Tito's son. This thing is going to get very ugly. It's been 10 days since Catherine has been in Los Angeles. I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but stay tuned. This will continue to get very, very ugly.
Yeah, does it make me a bad person that I don't care?
No.
Really?
Yes, it does. Okay. Makes you a hideous human being.
Okay, thank you.
Is that good, though? Because apparently I heard the kids get along well with that TJ.
Yeah, they do.
And they're going to need somebody else because Catherine's 82.
She ain't tracking.
But you know, I learned, and I didn't know it until Mike's report today, I've been calling him Tito. It's not Tito.
Tito.
I call him Tito Jackson.
No, it's not Tito.
Yeah.
I see what he did there.
Yeah, I did.
We'll make sure I give you a pop quiz. I got a good one for you today.
All right.
Name the name of the hottie that has a huge 5-inch tattoo of a ribbon and bow surrounding the crack of her ass.
Ooh.
Can you edit out the
crack and crack? Ass?
Yeah. Dan, show them half of 5 inches.
Here you
five
go.
There's there half of go. It right there.
There you go.
How about that?
Jessica Alba.
Oh, yeah.
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
Megan Fox.
Yeah.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, my.
Which doesn't fit?
Man, yeah, exactly.
What's
that
wrong
would just,
with this picture?
That would just be a third of her crack. 5 inches?
TV shocker, the Kardashians will do anything for ratings. On Sunday night, Khloe implied incest with her brother, Rob.
Oh, my goodness.
Flirting with them, talking nasty. I mean, not funny. The Kardashians are a bunch of hoes.
Skank family.
They're all skank, hank, and hoes. Sharon Osbourne is quitting America's Got Talent, and the word is now she didn't like Howard Stern. She also didn't like the fact that the show got moved from Los Angeles to New York just to make Howard Stern happy. The entire cast of Modern Family are negotiating new salaries, and the word is producers say they'll let the show go away before they'll pay what they wanted them to pay.
Whoa.
Of course, that's what they always say.
Yeah, we'll see.
Money talk.
We'll see about that.
Got some odds and ends, and they're all kind of odd. Odd. That Tom Cruise shaves his arms, his legs, his chest, and south of his belly button.
Oh.
I will not apologize.
He shaves his arms?
Yes.
Well, that's something wrong.
I believe it's some kind of Scientology.
No, that's wrong.
Cleansing.
Man who's not a swimmer who shaves his arms has something
weirdo.
Wrong. Something wrong there.
Best friends Ben Affleck and Matt Damon grew up just blocks apart in South Boston. Now they live just blocks apart in South Beach, Miami. I would say that is a huge upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
Odd. Movie attendance down. Lowest in 25 years.
That is odd.
Younger people are not going to movies as much. Instead, gaming online, other entertainment options, modern gadgets, etc.
I thought that's who was going to the movies.
That stole the demo. Yeah, she can't sing. She can't dance. She can't act. And she really hasn't done much modeling, but Sports Illustrated cover girl Kate Upton.
Yeah.
Upton girl.
You're ruining my report.
Oh, okay, sorry.
We'll make $75 million in endorsements
Whoa.
Next year.
We are in the wrong business.
And you know, as good looking as Kate Upton is, that Playmate model that I was with for years ago,
yeah.
Much better looking than Kate Upton.
Wow.
Well, you were a handsome man.
Yeah. Oh, I was. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm not now, but...
Yeah, what do you mean you were?
Now I'm just stunning.
Yeah. How does it get any better than that?
See, thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate you. Dina Lowen.
She's gross.
Yeah, she is kind of
the whole family's gross.
You know, Lowen and her posse showed up at a crippled children's charity.
And there's the sound of her posse right there.
At the Hamptons. Then left without paying the $2,450 she agreed to pay the charity, stiffing the children of the charity, also leaving zero tip for the people that work there.
Nice.
I think she's a wonderful person. Isn't she sweet? And finally.
How far down?
Shake and bake.
Yeah, you did. How far down that bottle of wine are you? I'm guessing close to the bottom.
Let me take a look.
Yeah, I can hear it emptying out.
Smooth. Yeah. Name the name of the hottie that has the 5-inch tattoo, a ribbon, and a bow surrounding the crack of her ace. Is it Jessica Alba, Angelina Jolie, or Megan Fox?
Tina.
I'll go with Megan.
I'm going to go Megan.
I'll say Alba.
Jolie.
The answer is Jessica Alba.
Got it.
I'm Mike Evans in Hollywood. Say it.
Who got that?
Me.
Ian.
All by myself.
Tina, you go to the spanking room for losing. Did not get the right answer. That was Mike Evans from Southern California, brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home, thompsonprice.com. Showroom is on Manchester Road, about a half mile east of 270, next to McAllister's Deli, in there with TJ Maxx, Thompson Price. I saved this article because I knew at some point I'd be talking about Mark and Jason again. Mark Rudin and Jason Becker with Stiefel Nicholas. Check this out. This is out of USA Today yesterday. Only 31% of Americans, adults, have any sort of financial plan. Not even a third. 38% of Americans, so roughly 4 out of 10, live paycheck to paycheck. That number is much higher than it was 15 years ago. More people are living paycheck to paycheck. Only 48% of families with college-bound children, less than half, have any savings for the education of their kids. The point to all of this is, well, I guess two things. One, when I was a kid, we used to say, don't feel like the Lone Ranger. Remember when you used to say,
no.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. Well, you're not alone. There are other people in the same boat. But the sad news here is this is not the direction you want to go in. You don't want to be part of this group, of this 31% that have no financial plan. When, in fact, it's very easy to put a financial plan together. You just need help. And that's what Mark and Jason do. They're financial advisors. Now, look, I know that not everybody has $25,000 or more. We're talking about people with $25,000 or more. And if you're one of those people and you still have no financial plan, why not? You're doing it all yourself? Really? You're going to do it all on your own. You're going to do the investing. You're going to figure out the shortcuts, how to save money, not pay as much on taxes. Most everybody overpays in taxes because they don't know legally the ways they can defer those taxes till later. That's what these guys do, Mark and Jason. They'll help you with that. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker, Stiefel Nicholas. You want to meet with them? That's your call. You need to call them. And you can start with their website, markandjason.com.
Here's Frank Ladd with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Frank?
Well, Tina, we've got a new accident now, southbound 55, just before the river to pair. The two left lanes are blocked southbound. The one left lane is blocked headed northbound on 55 at the river to pair. You're slow going now, southbound on 55 from about Holly Hills all the way to that incident there. It's a two-vehicle collision, but it's got some debris on the other side of the debris on the other side of the median as well there. Working with a stall, westbound 255 just past Lindbergh. Heavy as well this afternoon, southbound on 270 between 40 and Doherty Ferry. 40 westbound, going to see a heavy spot between 270 and Mason Road. 70 westbound, it's heavy as well in a stretch, but it's moving between Mid Rivers Mall Drive and T.R. Hughes. Heavy as well westbound on Highway 40 as you make your way out to the Boone Bridge from about the Long Road exit. This update is brought to you by Exxon Fuels. At Exxon and Mobil, their smart gasoline is formulated to help you clean intake valves and vital engine parts to help your engine run smoother, produce less emissions, and get better fuel economy. Learn more at fuelprogress.com. Think clean. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
We know. Yes, we know you've been keeping a space available for that one app you've been waiting for. The one app that other apps have paved the way for. The one app that will make your day. What app is that? The KTRS app, of course. Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free. The KTRS phone app for your iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and most Androids. Get it now. And tap the app to get the Big 550, no matter where in the world you are.
Are you over the age of 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your well-being, because Sensa is sending 30-day free trials to anyone looking to lose the maximum amount of weight. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be over the age of 25 and want to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-700-5085 now and request your free 30-day trial of Sensa in a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest ever conducted of its kind. Participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa, and now you can too. This weight loss breakthrough does not require added exercise or a change in your lifestyle, but act now. Due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one per household. Again, if you are over 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds, it is crucial that you write down this number for your free 30-day trial of Sensa. Call 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is! Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops.
314-822-7100.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
I'm told I have 1 second. There it goes.